Today on the Best of Dayton Youth Radio, we'll listen back to an interview from just last year. DeLaron Daniels from the Thurgood Marshall STEM School talked to his grandpa Jim, an African-American veteran of World War II.
Grandpa, what year did you enlist in the Army?
They called you in. You didn't enlist that time. They called you in. That was in 1943. Like I say, it was pretty hard. It's pretty hard. It wasn't easy when you're around 18 years old. So I'm 94 years old now.
What was it like being in the war?
It was a hard job, hard and dangerous. Wasn't easy.
My grandfather's name is Jim Guy. He's not my biological grandfather. He became my grandfather when he adopted me and my older brother, Daylon, as his grandchildren. He was one of the first people to hold me at the hospital after I was born. I had did this interview with my grandfather, and it was pretty amazing what he was telling me. Like, he told me how dangerous it was and how risky it was.
And on the ship, you're loading and unloading live ammunition, so that was dangerous. That stuff could blow up any time on you. So that was dangerous also. And we stayed in our little pup tents, like the Boy Scouts had. And at nighttime, the Japanese, they'd be shooting all around you and everything like that, you know, shooting over the tents like that.
How did you feel about the Japanese?
About the Japanese?
Yeah.
They were just like the Americans. They had to do what they had to do, I guess. They had their orders, and just like the American people had their orders. So you couldn't blame the guys out there fighting much, because there was young guys out there fighting too, so they didn't come on their own. They was ordered to go, you know, like that.
He told me a lot about what happened. He said that I remind him of his brother. He told me that his brother was gunned down during the war. What is the most intense memory that you have of the war?
We went to the Philippines, so that's why they're still fighting in the Philippines. And it was we had to stay on the ship, and it was dead people floating all around in the water out there. And then, too, we had to stay on the ship to get the beach cleaned off, because they had the mines on there. If you step on one of them, it'll blow you up, you know, like that.
He's brown-skinned, and he's very smart. Even when he was younger, he never smoked. He has light brown eyes, and he's bald and walks with a cane. And he also used to make the best chicken I've ever had in my life. Like, it was perfect. My favorite memory of him was when I was 14 years old. That whole week, we were just passing time and creating memories. Why did you enjoy sharing your military stories with me when I was younger? I was thinking about joining the Army myself.
Oh, well, I think you might have something to think about when you ever go in there.
Did you get the GI Bill to go to school?
No. Well, black people, it's hard to get anything like that. I tried to get it, but I never could get it.
I would like to say thank you, Grandpa Jim, for telling me your stories and for answering my question. And
okay. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. And I love you. I was 14 years old the last time I spoke to him in person in Dayton, Ohio, before he moved to Texas. I didn't know he had moved until after school one day, and my mom told me that he was moving away because he kept getting sick and there wasn't anybody else to take care of him. You have amazing people in your life. Just because they're old, that doesn't mean you could look down upon them, you know what I'm saying? Because they have done great things before you were even born. They're important people in your life. There are not many black World War II veterans still alive to this day. For Dayton Youth Radio at Thurgood Marshall, this is DeLaron Daniels.
That story was called The Last Detail, produced by DeLaron Daniels from Thurgood Marshall STEM School. Special thanks to Nathan Chills. DeLaron's Grandpa Jim and thousands of black veterans who fought in World War II were denied the promised housing and educational benefits that came with the GI Bill. You can learn more about this story by visiting our website, wyso.org. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
This story originally aired in 2019. DeLaron is now a high school senior who looks forward to supporting his family after graduation. Deep News Radio is created at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.